Hey, this is Jetty Hatch, and I just had a wonderful spirit-filled conversation with my friend Carolyn Roundy on the phone. And while we were talking, she told me that I needed to share the healing miracle that I've recently experienced and make a recording of it to save. And I think that's really good advice. So I'm doing this so that hopefully down the road I can write an article or maybe even a book sharing details of how I have dealt with certain traumas that I've experienced recently. She said it was important that I record it tonight, and so I'm, even though my voice is pretty trashed, I'm going to just go ahead and share what's happened to me this weekend. Just to share a little bit of the backstory, there have been a group of people who have been very upset with my activism online and in my day-to-day life around family sovereignty. And because of my activism, they have targeted me again and again for elimination and for silencing my voice. I started my blog in 2005, the Natural Family Blog. But before that, in 1999, I published my first book online called The Mother's Journey, which questioned all of the psychiatric medications that I was put on after the birth of my first baby for postpartum psychosis. And in that book, I share all of the things that I did to prevent psychosis with my next few babies. And so it's very much an alternative healing book. And on my website, along with the book, I also published a series of essays. The first essay I ever wrote was called Family Sovereignty, in which I talked about how families are moving towards Zion and away from Babylon, and that Babylon was identified and typified by what I term chemical living, which is using lots of medications, and especially around birth and mental illness, that the medications often create more problems for us than they solve, and the side effects are not worth the supposed cure that you get from using them. And especially around birth and pregnancy, these medications have serious side effects for our children. And so I wrote this book, got it up on the internet, and had my website up for about 7 years before I started blogging. And of course, I was always participating in chat rooms and on various online boards. And so I think, you know, these people, the globalists, the people who kind of run things, own all the pharmaceutical companies, I think they've been aware of me for a long time. And I think any time you're out there as a person who's standing up in your community or in a visible way, that they've targeted many of us. I have evidence and know of cases where they've really messed with a lot of people and messed with their health, messed with their family life. And so this has happened to me. And in 2005, when I started blogging, I felt like the targeting definitely got bumped up a notch. And I think mostly because I became more visible. Lots of people were coming to my blog. By 2007, I had over 40,000 unique visitors. I was participating in several very visible chat rooms, the most popular of which was Free Republic. I would post one of my blog entries at Free Republic, and the next day there would be 600, 700, 800 people who had come over from Free Republic to take a look at what I said on my blog. And so the first attack that I experienced was around what we called termed a freep, which is where we have an actual direct action on the ground. And this was around Michelle Malkin and Dinesh D'Souza coming to Colorado University. And this was in 2006, and it was the time when Ward Churchill was really screaming up the headlines because he had put up a fight to not be terminated from that campus. I think they were trying to get him on plagiarism, but everything about the dude is fake. he's not a Native American. He's, you know, he's just a fraud. He's just an old-time hippie Marxist professor. But I said something to insult him, and I believe he was the first to actually poison me. And this happened in the spring of 2006. He stalked me to Walmart in Broomfield. I was shopping there with my three sons, and as I came out of Walmart, I found myself in a cloud of noxious chemical. And as I walked to my car, I saw him sitting in his car, smoking a cigarette and looking at me. And then I was sick. My boys were sick. We were really sick for a long time. A couple days later, I was hospitalized, and I was very ill. And I think I even almost died that week. And that was the beginning. And since that time, I've been attacked over and over and over again by various people, various entities. I believe I've probably been poisoned upwards of 15, 20 times. I don't know. I told Carolyn today that I can't tell if it's because, if I'm having symptoms because old poison that's been there for a while is finally coming to the surface, or if I've been re-attacked. I can hardly ever tell if that's the case. But the bottom line is, for the past 7 years, I've been really sick, and I feel grateful to still be alive and able to kind of take care of my family. During these 7 years, I've done a lot of things from my bed, my radio show. I've made a lot of videos and blogged, most of that, almost all of that, done while I was laying in bed. Homeschooled my son, again, mostly from my bed, and lived my life pretty much on my back. I did do a lot of stuff outside of my home, and the pattern was I would leave my home and go do whatever I was doing, and then I would come back and kind of collapse into my bed, and that's the way that I was able to do some things. I was involved in the Tea Party movement. I had a job at Chick-fil-A for a while. I tried to go to church every week and go to the temple and serve in my various callings here and there. But at certain times, I was not able to do anything, and I was in bed for 10 days, 20 days, and not moving very much, and just kind of struggling through whatever symptom I was struggling through. I reconnected with Carolyn about 3 weeks ago and told her this whole story, told her that the main reason we left Colorado was because the stalking just got crazy. I was being harassed through emails, crank phone calls, and a couple of letters came in the mail, I believe probably from this little leftist maggot named Tim White, who stalked me around Denver quite a bit. Somebody in a van tried to run me and my son off the road last spring, and that was kind of the final incident that I was like, you know, we just have to get out of Colorado. And so I should insert here that through all these 7 years, I never shut up. There were times when I backtracked, when I pulled back because I needed to rest, when I didn't blog for a couple weeks or a couple months, when I really questioned whether I had the fortitude or the courage to stand back up and step out and speak out. But most of the time, I just kept on using every forum possible for me on the web to attack them with my message of family freedom. And when the Tea Parties got going in 2009, I just sort of gulped and said, okay, I'm going to go jump into the middle of this. And I did. And I was very involved in all the Colorado Tea Parties, organized a couple of them, gave the opening speech at the first Denver Tea Party, and, you know, just feel like if we're not out there actively pushing for freedom, then we might as well be dead. So that's pretty much what kept me going, is that I don't want to see my kids live as medical slaves, and the new world that these people envisioned and that they've been trying to set up now is what I term a medical police state, where they're in charge and they get to call the shots on every aspect of our lives from cradle to grave, and that we're just their slaves and we're here to provide them with everything they need, and we're just the little worker bee drones, hobbits, who have to be the slaves of this system. And so that's what I've been doing, just trying to fight against them, expose them. I partnered with Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane for a couple of events and became good friends with Barbara Hartwell, who's, they've all been activists who've been working to expose these people. The bottom line is that I've been at death's door several times these last 7 years. And when it happened again last August, I made the decision to go to the hospital because I thought I was going to die. I really went there to die. I didn't want to die at home. I was afraid that that would be too traumatic for my children. And so I checked myself into the ER last, I think it was August, just after we moved here to Utah. My blood cell count, white cell count was 27,000, and my internal organs felt like they were going to explode. They put me on IV antibiotics and painkillers, and I lived. So after a couple of days of all the treatment at the hospital, I came home, and I've spent the last year doing everything I could think of to make myself healthy and well. And when I reconnected with Carolyn, the very first conversation we had, she told me that I had to do something called oil pulling. And my daughter had been doing this for a couple of years, and she had told me a couple of times, "Mom, you should do this. It's really powerful." And I guess it's because it was coming from my child that I kind of poo-pooed it. But when Carolyn kind of grabbed me by the shirt and said, "Jenny, you have to do this," I was like, "Okay, I'll try it." So I did, and I did it for a couple of weeks. And then, like 3 or 4 days ago, I felt the exact same symptoms that precluded my disease of last August starting to creep back into my body. And I panicked. And I thought, oh no, am I going to have to go back to the hospital? Am I going to feel that pain again in my abdomen, just gut-wrenching pain, like my organs are about to fall out of my body? There were a couple moments when I started to shake and I felt like I was dying. And at one point, I woke up one morning and my head was pounding so hard that I felt like my head was going to explode, and I felt prompted by the Holy Spirit, go do the oil pulling. So I did. And within seconds, the pain in my head stopped. And over the last 3 days, I've probably oil pulled like 6, 7 times, you know, more than that, 3 or 4 times a day. So more like 10 times. And every time I felt this poison just go out of my body, just it's in my mouth and I spit it out and it's gone. And I just want to share with anybody who's listening that this is real. And I believe the poison that was manifesting in my body was something that was probably old, one of the poisons I was hit with before, maybe a couple years ago, possibly radioactive, just really intense biological warfare. And my testimony to you, to whoever's listening, is that the oil pulling quickly moved it out of my system. And there was one point over the last few days when I felt the poison hit my bloodstream, and I felt like I was dying. I literally felt myself at heaven's door. And I asked my husband to give me a blessing, and he did. He holds the priesthood. And that helped me feel better. But in the blessing, he said, "You'll be guided to know what to do." And there came a moment when I felt guided to put 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in my hair and massage it into my scalp. And as I did that, I had this image come into my mind of all the times in the scriptures where it says that we're supposed to anoint our heads with oil. And as Mormons, we do this. Every time we have a healing blessing, they anoint us with olive oil and give us the blessing. It's consecrated and for the healing of the sick. But this was another form of an anointing. This was another layer of helpfulness by putting so much oil in there that my hair was all greasy, massaged it into my scalp. And the witness I had from the Spirit was that this oil pulls the toxins out almost as good as the oil pulling in the mouth does. And so that's the main reason I'm making this podcast. I just want to share I witness that this is real and that we don't have to live in terror or fear of biological weapons. We know that they're out there and they're probably going to be used on people someday. They are being used on certain people already. And as a victim of biological warfare for the last, it's been over 7 years since I've been attacked by these weapons. My witness is that you can heal from it. You can live. You can survive. And you can even, hopefully, I'm hoping that I can come back and completely thrive and be healthy. And I've been guided by the Spirit every step of the way to know what to do. Sometimes it was go drink 8 ounces of wheatgrass, just glug it down. Yes, 8 ounces. I'm not kidding. I was prompted to do that. Sometimes it was give yourself a wheatgrass enema. Sometimes it was use this essential oil in this way, or do a liver cleanse, or do this, or do that. I was guided. But the oil pulling this last 3 days was really very powerful. And the thing that's so exciting about oil pulling is that it's so quick. I put that oil on my head, I swished it around in my mouth, and my symptoms were gone. Then 3-4 hours later, they're all back. Pounding head, it's back. Pounding head usually means your liver is working very, very hard. So, you know, pounding head, can't think straight, in pain, shaking. I go oil pull, pulls it out. And I did that cycle probably 7 or 8 times, the final time today. And today, when I put the oil on my hair, I put coconut oil on my hair, rubbed it into my scalp, waited a couple of hours. There was a moment when the Holy Spirit said, you need to go wash your hair right now. It is so full with toxins, you don't even want to bathe in it. So I washed my hair, scrubbed it really good twice, and rinsed it all off, rinsed out the tub, scrubbed the tub, and then I filled the tub up with water and I took my bath. And I took a therapy bath where it was really, really hot as I could stand it. And then I swung back over to really, really cold as I could stand it. And my husband, a couple days ago, I asked him to go get me a couple bags of Epsom salt. So he got me 4 bags of Epsom salt, and I kept taking Epsom salt baths. Like, I put the whole bag in. One bath, I put 2 bags in. And that also helps to quickly pull toxins out through your skin. And it helps to rehydrate you when you have that salt and magnesium going into your body. So, these are the things that have kind of won the day during this healing crisis. One of the coolest things that I was prompted later today, and today, I'm not even sure what day it is. I think it's Monday. I'm checking my calendar right now. The last few days have just kind of been a blur to me. No, it's Tuesday, June 25th at about 9:30 at night. So one of the things I was prompted today is that all of the poison is out of my body that I've been hit with these last 7 years. And that is such a miracle to me to think that I've gotten it all out, because I've had so many near-death experiences that you get to this point where you're like, it's just never all going to be out. There's still more there. And so I hope the prompting that I had is true. It feels like it was true. I hope I can move from here to become well. I hope and pray I can live a healthy and vibrant life. And I hope and pray that God will deal mercifully with my enemies. This may seem crazy, but I've spent a lot of time praying for those people. There must be something so off in their hearts and their minds that they would hurt their brothers and sisters in this way. That over and over again, I found myself praying for my enemies and trying to help them see what's so wrong in their lives. They all have the potential to do something good and great with their lives, and instead they've chosen to be evil. And that is so sad. And I forgive them for whatever motivated them to do this to me and my family. I don't harbor them any ill will. And I trust that Heavenly Father will judge this whole situation perfectly. Because I sure don't want to be the one to do it. This is Jenny Hatch. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. I've just lived through 7 years of biological warfare hell. And I'm still here. And planning to live a healthy, whole life for the rest of my days on the earth. Thanks for listening.